It's a Current State Live Music Friday. You've heard our special musical guests here, Hatchet Man and the Frog, and they are all set to go here on a number they just call, well, they said it's actually called Help Me, but you got to say it, Hep Me. Here they are.
Better help me, 'cause I can't do it by myself. Yeah, you better help me, 'cause I can't do it by myself. And if you won't help me, baby, I'm gonna find me someone else. Now when I walk, you walk with me. And when I talk, baby, you better talk to me. Yeah, you better help me, 'cause I can't do it by myself. And if you won't help me, baby, I'm gonna find me someone else. Put on your morning gown. Bring me my nightshirt. You go put on your morning gown. And if you won't help me, baby, don't think I want you hanging round. Oh, no. You better help me, 'cause I can't do it by myself. I can't do it by myself. And if you won't help me, baby, I'm gonna find me someone else.
Hatchet Man and the Frog, live in Studio S on 90.5 WKAR's Current State. Their identities have been a poorly kept secret here for the better part of an hour, And now we are going to make it official. This is, of course, Dave Matchett, the Hatchet Man. Dave's been with the Uptown Band for many years on vocals and harmonica. You're digging deep there this morning, Dave. Holy cow.
Thank you. The voice is a little rough at this time of day, but, you know.
I think it actually adds a little something to maybe. It. Maybe a little morning voice, you know. And the Frog, of course, is S.J. Forgy of Frog and the Beeftones on guitar and vocals. Both of you guys have been here in Studio S before. How often do you perform with the acoustic, Frog?
Probably not enough.
I mean, yeah. Most people, I mean, one of the most memorable Backstage Pass episodes here on WKAR-TV was with you and the Beeftones, and you tore it up.
Nice.
I mean, but how often do you perform with the acoustic as opposed to plugging in?
Well, not enough. You know, we work when we can. Dave and I do, and that's primarily when I use the acoustic guitar.
Is with
him. You know,
him. Okay.
Occasionally we'll do something at the store, especially around the holidays. We do stuff at the store while I'll use the acoustic. But for the most part, you know, it's a Telecaster.
How many guitars do you own?
A lot.
Seriously, how many? About how many?
I don't know. Over 30.
You own over 30 guitars?
Yeah.
Wow. How many electric and how many acoustic? How does that break down?
Maybe four acoustics and
26.
Four basses. Four basses.
Holy cow.
That's at least 22.
Yeah. And look, Hatchet Man, you own quite a few harmonicas, as it turns out, too. And
I do, but I use them all the time.
You know? He does.
And Frog collects.
Well,
his
I've got, you know.
It's great to be able to. You're almost guaranteed to be a collector if you work at a place like Elderly Instruments.
When I started there back in the '80s, Tony Marcella, the general manager. He said, well, you'll know you worked here long enough if a week goes by and nothing comes in where you want. I want that. Well, I've now been there 29 years, and there's not been a week that hasn't something. Yeah. I don't always buy it, of course, but, you know, something comes through, and I go, I really need that.
You've been there 29 years? That's really a guitar a year.
Yeah.
I mean, you're good for
almost.
A guitar a year.
I've been there for 20, yeah. and the interesting thing is that I'm not really that good of a guitar player, yet I own three.
Well, just because you're not any good doesn't mean you can't buy
well, the,
buy
the last
what comes
one
through
he
the...
just came upstairs he came up to the area where I work, where he occasionally will on a day-to-day basis come up and take some pictures, and this guitar had come in, and I said, you need to buy this guitar.
Oh yeah.
And he did.
You know each other that well.
Yeah. Oh
yeah. Hatchet Man and the Frog, our guests here on Current State, Dave Matchett and SJ Frog Forgy on Live Music Friday. Let's talk about your respective groups here. Frog, you fronted the Beeftones since 85.
Mm-hmm.
The name, we can guess where Frog came from. Your last name is Forgy, but the Beeftones.
Well, the initial drummer was a guy named Steve Edwards, and his nickname for years and years and years was Sterling Beef. So it was Frog and the Beeftones.
Okay.
And it stuck. And, you know, and Steve has been in and out of the band in 30 years. He's been in and out of the band a half a dozen times. He still occasionally on Thursday nights will play with us.
Okay.
So
pretty organic scene, really.
And for the first, like, 5 years we had the band together, everybody had to have, like, you know, the bass player was Porterhouse, and okay. The rhythm guitar player was Chopped Beef, and, you know, so...
It might expand your appeal with vegetarians if you maybe let go of that. Have you considered
the vegan
that?
Thing has never occurred to us, but you know maybe we should. You know?
One of my favorite things about Frog's band was that when I first came into town, I heard about him and went to see him, and I think it was Johnson's Bar is where you were, and I go into this place I've never been into and just kind of looking around, seeing what's going on. I noticed that behind the band, there's this big Wheel of Fortune. And
the Wheel of Endings.
And it had things like Cha-Cha-Cha, Deep Purple, Shaving a Haircut. And before every song, they would spin the ending wheel. And wherever it wound up on that ending wheel is how they had to end the next song. I thought that was the funniest thing I had ever seen.
That is great.
The Guy Lombardo ending, you know.
How many different options did you have
on
the wheel?
It was a couple of dozen. Easy, you know.
Oh. Dave, you've been with the Uptown Band since the early 80s. The band may actually predate that as well. That's quite a run.
It's been a great thing, and the blues has been very good to me.
How often do the Beeftones gig? I know you got the Unicorn.
A couple times. The Unicorn every Thursday. We've been at the Unicorn this month. March makes 12 years. We've been at the Unicorn every Thursday night.
And what about the Uptown Band?
Well, the Uptown Band, during the summertime, we work a lot more than we do in the wintertime.
That was my next question,
In the wintertime. But I also play with a band called Bigfoot Bob and the Toe Tappers, which is a bigger R&B group. So I play with them sometimes, usually down around the Jackson area and in Brooklyn. There's a club down there that we work at a lot.
There's a stretch of bars that both Uptown Band and the Beeftones play between Jackson and Adrian.
Right.
And Bob, the guy that he plays with,
Bob Schultz,
was Seeger's keyboard player for years in the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I play in the Uptown Band, and I play in this other group too, which kind of fills out the schedule. Things get as the music scene kind of declines. It's been declining for a long time. You got to kind of spread yourself around a little bit in order to.
I tell people, I'm very lucky because I stay busy. I play, 3-4 nights a week usually, but I got to play in 4 different bands to do that.
Yeah,
right. Used to be able to do it one. Now it's like
keeping on.
4 different bands that I'm playing with.
Well, why don't you guys get ready? Why don't you just kind of play a little bit of guitar there? And I've got to share some things with our listeners to say goodbye here. But you guys can provide a soundtrack there if you want to. That would be great. That is our show for today here. Just a reminder, Current State will be off on Monday, but we will be airing a Michigan Calling special with Governor Rick Snyder and the Michigan Public Radio Network's Rick Pluta. If you've got questions for the governor, you can call 866-255-2762 or tweet them using the hashtag #MICalling. You can also submit them via Facebook, Michigan Calling, Monday, 9 o'clock, here on WKAR 90.5. Peter Worf's our executive producer. April Van Buren directed our show today. Also, thanks to Melissa Benmark, Scott Pohl, Kevin Labrie, and Drew Hill. Past episodes at WKAR.org. Hatchet Man and the Frog. Have a great weekend.